Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery. As always, excited to be here for another Mindshifting Monday. And I am joined by the phenomenal Mindshift crew, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, as well as Dr. Ayal Kedar, the natural Zen diva. It is already Monday, November 28th. And as I said, I'm excited to be here. I'm especially excited about the guest that we have joining us tonight. But before we introduce our guest to you and tell you about the topic for tonight's show, I do want to bring my crew out, my partners in success and crime sometimes. But I'm going to introduce you to the man of the show that always holds it down, keeps us grounded, is pretty funny, to say the least, and is definitely our brother that we love so much on the show, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister. Hey, Billy.
Hey.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was awesome. It was great. I ate so much food, though. I think, and this happens every year, I don't eat sweets from November 1st until Thanksgiving because I know I'm just going to, like, tear up the place, like, in terms of all the desserts and stuff. So I ate so much food. I threw down, like, twice, and I think I gained about 2.5 pounds. But I'm good with that. It was well worth it. It was definitely worth it. So it's cool. How was yours?
I got nice and full. So I'm still eating leftovers, so I'm thankful for leftovers.
Definitely. You know, and it's funny, because you remember when you were younger, you hated eating turkey, like, every day for 7 days or something like that? Were you like that?
Oh,
I hated it. I was just so tired of it. It was like every day we had turkey sandwiches, turkey this, turkey that. It was just like enough of the turkey already. But
you
now
appreciate
I'm like,
it when you get grown and paying bills.
Yeah. now I'm like, do you have any leftovers? Can I get a plate? You know, it's so different now. I can totally appreciate it now, so it's funny. But anyway, I also want to bring out our other partner in success. She is my sister, always holds it down. You know, we miss her when she's not here on the show because she definitely plays the devil's advocate. She is the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayal Kedar. What's up, Ayal?
Hola, what's up, beautiful people?
Hola, mamacita.
Hey.
Happy Monday to you, too.
Thank you, and happy Monday to you as well. Hey, Billy.
Hey. What's up, sis?
All not much over here laughing at Stacey talking about she gained 2.5 pounds. Like, really?
So now she weighs 125 pounds.
Oh, I wish. That's why I keep you around, Billy. That's why you're a keeper. You're my brother, like, forever. I'm telling you, because you always say the right thing to make me feel better about myself. Well, usually. I'll say 8 times out of 10. Not even 9, but 8 times out of 10 you do. Sometimes you get me. But it's all good. Ayal, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful. It's always good to spend time with people. You know, I'm definitely one to say I give thanks every day. Okay. Every day is Thanksgiving as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it's always good to have an official one time a year, you know, where we get together and just show extra appreciation for everything that we have. But I would definitely like to say that is a daily thing. You need to give thanks every single day that you wake up for all the blessings you have in your life and all the people you have in your life. That's the everyday thing. So, but it was good.
Amen. You know, I say I can't wait to be big mama of my family because, you know, that takes some years of preparation to become big mama, to get the big mama title. But I'm looking forward to being the big mama because, like, I want to have the Sunday dinners, but especially the Thanksgiving dinners. Like, it's so cool when you get to go around the table and everyone tells what they're thankful for and you get to do cool little things with the family. Like, I went to my friend's house and they even did, like, little door prizes and stuff like that. It was so cute, and they did family pictures and everything. And I was like, oh, that is so adorable. So I'm looking forward to being Big Mama so I can have those type of traditions as well with my family. But you guys know, don't say anything, Billy. I know I'm corny sometimes, but whatever. I am looking forward to it. Anywho, let's see what we got going on here. Okay, last week's show, before we go into this week's show. Last week, for those of you that may have missed the show, we had a dynamic guest that joined us last week, Ms. Tanoa Bond. For those of you that are not familiar with Tanoa, Tanoa Bond is the Audacity expert. And last week she joined us on Mindshift to share her message, Unleash the Beast. And it was great. It was really about having the audacity to step out of the box, to think outside of the box, and to be very bold and aggressive in the pursuit of your goals and your dreams and your passions. And so if you were not able to join us last week, as always, definitely encourage you to go back online, listen to the replay at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you are not following our show yet, you want to make sure you go to that same link and hit the follow link. That way you're always updated on upcoming shows. You can see who's going to be here. You can set your reminder to make sure that you're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and, of course, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Also, if you have not connected with us on Facebook, please do so. We encourage you to join us and like our page at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you'd like to send us an email, if there's any questions, any comments, any concerns, or if you have any show topics, anything you would like for us to discuss, we're always open to feedback as well. Please send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. So there's several ways for you to get in touch with us. You can reach us by email. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us through Blog Talk. And, of course, you can make sure that you're tuned in here every Monday night as well. For tonight, we may not have an opportunity to take calls just because of the speaker and the guest that is joining us tonight. Now, last week was a great launch to this series of motivational speakers, and we like to set you up for success going into the new year. So last year it was a lot of fun. We had some phenomenal speakers that joined us last year towards the end of the year. That's when we had Billy, who were some of the people? Like we had Eddie Connor, and we had Paul Wilson Jr., Bo Bedwan. Who else did we have? I know there's some more that, like, just Coach Terrence.
David Chaney.
Yes, Bishop David Chaney. There's just tons of people. We just had so many phenomenal people that joined us last year. So we want to make sure that you're here as well, you know, making sure that you're tuned in every week, because we're going to give you the tools and the insight and share information that you need to make sure that you're in the proper position, that you're aligned to win big in 2012 and beyond. You know, many of us wait until the new year before we start setting these resolutions and we start coming up with these goals, and then we kind of tank off towards the middle of the year and so forth. And so we encourage you to make sure that you're here every week, make sure that you get these nuggets and start planning ahead. We don't have to wait until January 1st to start pursuing our goals or to start having the audacity to unleash that beast. We can do that now. It can start today. And so, again, thank you for joining us for Mindshift Talk Radio. If you are new to the show, just want to say thank you for tuning in. For those of you that have been supporting us every week for like over a year now, thank you. And also want to give a special shout out to one of our honorary guests, definitely a partner of ours, Coach Terrence Lethbridge, Life Coach, Coach T, host of Next Level Living, which is another show here on Blog Talk Radio. He and Mel, what's Mel's last name, Billy? Adding sugar. What's Mel's last name?
Melanie Bird.
There you go. Melanie Adding Sugar Bird. So Coach Terrence Lethbridge and Melanie are the hosts of Next Level Living, which is another amazing show on Blog Talk that airs on Sunday night. And last night they celebrated their one-year anniversary. And so we were fortunate to be able to be guests on that show last night. Definitely encourage you to support them. They're doing phenomenal things with that show as well. So special shout out to you, Coach T. Congratulations to you as well, Miss Adding Shug. I call her Adding Shug, but congratulations to you guys. Definitely keep up the great work and stay on course, stay committed, and stay on purpose. So without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and introduce you to tonight's guest. Well, before I do that, Billy, Dr. Isle, is there anything that you guys want to share before I introduce our guest for tonight?
No, I'm ready to go.
We're good? Okay, awesome. All right, let's go, man. We will go. So tonight's guest is the motivational speaker, Ms. Lakeisha McKnight. Now, for those of you that may not have read the information that we have posted on the page, I'm going to tell you a little bit about our speaker for tonight. And I will say this, before she comes out, if you have not done so yet, I would definitely encourage you to get a pen and a piece of paper, a notepad, a recorder, something, because there's going to be tons of information that she's going to share that you don't want to miss. If for some reason you're not able to take notes right now, then just go ahead and make sure that you check out the replay as well, and make sure that you're sharing this replay with your friends and family members, especially anyone that is in need of a mind shift. But with more than a decade of speaking to students and business leaders, Lakeisha McKnight has earned a reputation as a leading authority on how anyone can overcome huge obstacles, allowing them to unleash the champion that is within. Award-winning motivational speaker, Lakeisha McKnight has gained international recognition as the fighting speaker with her creative delivery and inspiring messages, reaching students and leaders of many cultures around the world. And so she's here to join us tonight to share her message titled Awakening the Champion. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Ms. Lakeisha McKnight. Hey, Lakeisha, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and it's an honor to have you here with us as well. I know I just read the brief bio to our listeners about you, but if you could, you know, just maybe a few words, if there's anything that I may have missed, would you go ahead and tell our listeners who you are and tell us a little bit about the message you'll be sharing with us tonight?
Well, just to share a little bit more about who I am, I've been speaking for a little bit over 15 years, doing much of my start really in the field of acting and then branching into ministry work. And with ministry work, we all know that you cannot preach and minister and inspire and motivate within the four walls. You have to step outside of those four walls to be able to reach a larger group of people, those people that really need the inspiration. And so that really encouraged me to really move forward and to do some more work outside of the walls again and going into motivational speaking. So going into speaking, I've been able to speak and really touch the lives of students of all different types of cultures around the world, from Africa, throughout the United States, just really trying to touch the hearts and minds of young people, middle-aged, and those who are seasoned. And so it gives me the opportunity to have a broader reach and being able to inspire not just the younger generation, but those who are coming of age as well. So it just really allowed me to do that. And with the message on tonight that I really want to share, it goes along the same lines, the same theme as you've mentioned, with unleashing, for example, the beast, as the previous speaker may have spoken on. But with the title of what you have mentioned, which is Awakening the Champion, that is the title of actually my new book that's coming out, I do want to emphasize a sub-theme for tonight. And so the sub-theme for tonight would be breaking through your comatose. Breaking through your comatose. And I'm really going to elaborate on three general points, and then, of course, break it down and really emphasize what I mean by these 3 points. And really, the process is deep, and many people don't understand that they're actually in a comatose-like state. Many people throughout the United States and other countries don't realize that they are in this type of state. And what I want to do first is really explain what a comatose state really is all about. And just to make it a little bit more simple, it's when a person is in a coma. That's what it means to be in a comatose state, a deep state of unconsciousness, a long-term comatose, you know, which a person, a man or a woman, is in a permanent state. Now, it may seem permanent to some, but I believe that it's time for those men and women today that have that dream, that baby within them that they're trying to birth, trying to push out, really to come forth, especially in today's society, and we really need it to happen today because many people are awaiting the birth of that vision and that dream. And so really to dive right into what a person looks like in the comatose state, when a person is in a comatose state, they're not reacting within their surrounding environment. A person that's in the comatose state, they don't take voluntary actions. They don't take voluntary actions. What that means is that they're not taking the action on their own. And it takes something to happen. It takes things to happen in their family. It takes things to happen within their finances. It takes them to lose their job. It takes them to have some type of physical ailment in order for them to move. And unfortunately, when people arrive to this state, sometimes it can be too late. But then on most occasions that I've seen, there's still a ray of hope. And this is what I mean by breaking through your comatose. And the three points that I really want to emphasize, and some of this, of course, is shared within the book itself, is number one, when you're in a comatose state, the reason why most people are in a comatose state is because there has been some type of ailment, some type of damage internally. Now, for some people, they may not recognize what that internal damage may be. It may be some things that haven't been uncovered within their past. It may have been some old habits that may be creeping back up again. But it's time for people to realize that the first stage of breaking through the comatose is receiving your rest, because you have been hurt, you've been damaged, you've been afflicted. And during this comatose state, you are unconscious. You're not fully, you're not awake at all. And it's during this time that growth can happen. So you're not moving. You're not completely, you haven't passed away, but you're not awake. And so you're in a comatose-like state. And it facilitates, it allows the process of growth to happen. It allows restoration to begin to happen. A restoration meaning now we're being able to restore, to come back into the original state in which we were destined to be in. And so it's in this first stage here that it's critical that people take their time and not rush. Right now, of course, we're living in a popcorn generation, a microwave generation. Everyone wants something to happen so fast. Everyone wants to get rich so quick. Everyone wants their breakthrough so fast. But sometimes it's a gradual process. And when you're coming out of a coma, it is gradual. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes coming out of a coma can last, you know, anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, depending on the seriousness of the injury, depending on what has impacted you from your surroundings, depending on, you know, even if it's some type of traumatic experience that an individual may have gone through. You know, it could have been a divorce. It could have been some type of financial trauma within the home or something that happened to someone's kid. You know, you are in this state because you have been afflicted, because you have been hurt. And so it caused you to go into a coma-like state. And so it's very important that people realize that in this first stage, it's important for you to rest up. And so you must get your rest. You must allow growth to happen. You must allow restoration to take its course. And then number two, the second stage, you move from not just resting up, but you go into the second stage, which is finding your way. And I remember a lot of times, you know, recapping on movies I may have seen, and it was this one horror movie, of course, I remember watching, this was a while ago, where they warned the young girl, you know, to step into the light. And it is in this stage that people must begin to find their way and step into the light. It's very important that they not regress, not digress, not go back to that state that they were in, but find their way, moving forward, taking some strides ahead, making progress. And there are many things that needs to be done in this stage, even as you are in the coma state and you're trying to find your way. It's very important that you engage in what I call, of course, strategic thinking. Many times you hear about strategic planning, but not often do you hear the word strategic thinking. Now, what that means is now we have to have some type of mind shift or paradigm shift, and being able to change the way that we think about society and think about the culture of people that we're trying to reach. Change the way we think about doing business. Change the way we think about raising our kids. Change the way we think about caring for ourselves and actually implementing self-leadership. And so it's time for change to happen. And change can be very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable for many. And so it's a process. It's a process of finding your way. Strategic thinking. That means taking time to brainstorm. How has your 2011 gone for you? How did that happen? How did this year go past so quick, but it seems like you got very little accomplished? How did this year fly past, and how did you get to where you are today? It's time to do some self-examining, self-assessment. Really looking at where you are, how you're thinking, and beginning to make some changes with the way that you're thinking. Very critical. Very critical. And I know for myself, I had to do that myself because we're not dealing with or serving and providing business for the same culture of people. And that's from, you know, dealing with, of course, people within our homes as well as those within our local communities and abroad. We're dealing with a different culture of people. And so we have to take note of that and be ready to make the necessary adjustments. So moving from resting up, you go into finding your way, and you have to begin to think strategically. And along with thinking strategically, you must also be able to strategically plan. Okay, well, what items do I need? What resources are available to me? Realizing that the resources that you need right now to accomplish what you are predestined to do and become who you were predestined to be is at this point now, realizing that all the resources that you need are right before you. It's right in the earth today. Now it's a matter of speaking those things into existence, bringing those things in your path, really opening up your eyes. Again, remember, you're finding your way. You're finding your way. So you have to realize where you are, take note of what is around you, and begin to move forward. And then you want to begin to cast your vision in the second stage. Casting your vision, what that means is, as I stated, just being able to speak life over your vision, what it is that you want to see happen. Okay, all right, you may not necessarily have a lot of money. Okay, but what is it that, what steps that you need to take right now to actually facilitate that? What other forms of income can I begin to obtain or even bring into my home so that, you know, if I lose my job or, you know, if my job actually, you know, begins to have a layoff within the workforce, knowing that you're going to have another stream of income coming in, planning, casting your vision, what it is that you want to see happen, even for 2012, think about it. What is it that you want to see? You have to begin to perceive it, believe it, speak it, and then receive it. Think about these things. What is it that you really want to see happen and take place in 2012? And then after looking at where you are, finding your way, realizing, okay, wow, I've been sleeping way too long. I've been in this state way too long. It's time for me to come out of it. And this is for students. This is for, you know, business leaders, church leaders, no matter who you are, aspiring business owner, you are an aspiring author, you're trying to write this first book, trying to find your way, you've been stuck, you've been at the first chapter and can't seem to get through. You may even be on the first page, haven't really been able to put your pen down to the second page and being able to move forward. You got to get out of this coma-like stage. You have to begin to take action and find your way. After resting up, allowing growth to take place and allowing restoration to take its course, finding your way, realizing that, okay, I don't want to go back to my past. I don't want to go back to yesterday. Yesterday's strategies does not work. I see that it did not bring about the necessary fruit or the necessary results that I wanted to see. Now we have to begin to move forward and wake up. As you stated, you know that the main theme within this message is awakening the champion. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to realize where you are. It's time for you to take action. This is what waking up is all about. This is what it's all about. After you have entered into your level three sleep, your rest, you've got that restoration going on, you feel refreshed, and you realize, okay, my back is against the wall. I need to take some action. No one else is going to do this for me but myself. You begin to come to yourself, and you begin to realize, okay, it's time for me to take action. Realize that in order for change to happen, you have to realize that change is not change until you change. Change is not change until you change. Sometimes we require, we look at everyone else and think that everyone else has to change, that, you know, someone else must take action, that we have this victim mentality that someone must give to me or do for me. But we must realize today that we must take responsibility and take action. We must wake up. We've been asleep too long. We've been looking at everyone else take action. We've been looking at our situation too long and focusing on the problems too long. Yes, okay, the economic times, even in 2011, was trying to come around, trying to become a bit better. Yes, yes, you may have lost your job. You may have been out of work for a couple of months. Okay, yes, that was yesterday. That was yesterday's season, but today is now. And if I recall, I also know that faith is now. Faith is not later. It's right now. What are you believing right now? What do you want to see happen right now? So we have to begin to take action and wake up. Wake up. It's time for you to take action. We have to begin to move. Place one foot and step up in place of the other. One foot ahead of the other. Taking strides, but also making sure that you're paying attention to where you are and where you're going so that you don't stumble and that you don't fall. And when you begin to take action, you begin to move, it shows some type of sign of life, that there is yet life still within you. There's still something yet that needs to be birthed. There are many people waiting for your vision, waiting for that business to start, waiting for that product to be created, waiting for that service to be finalized so that they can take advantage of it and it can transform their lives. We have to realize that there is a champion within each and every one of us, but it must be awakened. It must be awakened. And I want to share with you briefly also the definition of what a champion is and how it's defined and how I define the word champion. A champion is a male or female who continually strives to reach the next level, triumphs over what appears to be insurmountable obstacles, and continues to fight until the end of the purpose of creating a contagious flow of growth and transformation within the world. I know it sounds like a mouthful. That's why I'm going to repeat it one more time. A champion is a male or female who continually strives to reach the next level, continually, triumphs over what appears to be insurmountable odds or obstacles, and continues to fight until the very end. Why? To create a contagious flow of growth and transformation within the world. So it's a continuous process. And sometimes we do fall asleep, but yet we do have to wake up. It's a cycle. Sometimes we have to go through it often. But hopefully in 2012 you will remain awake, realizing that your destiny lies ahead. And so thank you so much, and I'm hoping, and it is my dream and my purpose here today is really to help you to understand that there is a champion within you. And so I'm calling for each and every one of you to wake up and awaken the champion within.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with your host, Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayo Kadar, and myself, Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and we have special guest, motivational speaker Lakeisha McKnight, and we are talking about awakening the champion. Keisha, I just got to share this with you. You know, I just came out with a new book myself, and chapter 2 of my book is called Awake to Righteousness, Sleep But Not Dead. And it's all in the same. So you talking my language right now, and one of the things I want to talk about, and I want you to comment on one of the things I talked about in the book was the difference between something being asleep and something being dead. You know, the word dead means to put an end to permanently, or to end in failure. And the difference between something being sleep and something being dead is that something that sleep can wake up. Sleep, one of the definitions of sleep means a dead-like state. It looks like it's dead. But
mm-hmm.
the difference is it can be changed. It can rise. It can wake up. So there's some people out here that are thinking, you know, their situation is so bad. You know, their condition is so messed up. The circumstances is so out of whack that they think it can't be changed. They think they think it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak on that? Just speak on about the awakening part of it. It can change. It can rise up from that situation.
Well, one thing that I often tell people is the power of the word, or the power of words that we usually engage in and use every day. There is a possibility. There is a possibility that whatever's dead can be made alive. Anything that's asleep can be awakened. And one thing I tell people is just to realize the power of your words, the power of your ability to speak life over your situation, speak life over those things that seem to be, you know, asleep and what appears to, what may appear to be dead, but it's yet just sleeping.
Right.
Whatever it is, whatever dream it may be, begin to speak life over it. And it should, and it will, as you continue to wait for it to wake up, it will rise up again. Because there's power, there's life and death in the power of our tongue. And there's power in the words that we choose to use. So begin to use the right words. Begin to speak those power-filled words over your situation, over your dream, over your life, and it will rise again.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to jump in the conversation as well, Lakeisha. I know we've been talking about awakening that champion, breaking through that comatose state and so forth, but the very challenging part about this is that many people are not even aware that they're in that comatose state. So we have these conversations about awakening the champion, about, you know, having that mind shift, that paradigm shift and so forth. But I know for me personally, you know, our intention for this show is to be able to create those mind shifts, to help our listeners get to the point where they're ready for that change and they're ready to take action for that change. But what do you say to those individuals that, like you said, make excuses, are in the blaming game or blaming others and don't even realize how much of an impact they have on their own situation? Don't even realize that they're in that comatose state. What do you say to those individuals that are constantly stuck in that blame game?
Individuals that are constantly stuck in the blame game, unfortunately for these individuals, it's going to take a serious, sometimes it takes a serious situation to occur where their back is against the wall. And they begin to not just begin looking outward, but they begin to look inward. So when those arrows begin to change, where their eyes begin not just to pierce on everyone else, but they begin to then point inwardly when no one else is around. I know there was a time in my life, for example, when I know I was in college, and I was, of course, on my journey as well. And I realized that as time was going forth, that there seemed to be a pulling away of people. People were actually, like, leaving or exiting from my life. Now, I thought, of course, you know, is this something wrong with me? You know, is this something going wrong with me that I need to take note of? You know, what is actually going on? I didn't understand it. I knew that I was friendly. I knew that I can easily attract people, and, you know, they would listen. I said, well, what's going on here? And then I began to realize that sometimes it takes a pulling away to really show you what's going on in your current situation. When everyone is gone, when everything seems to be out of whack, sometimes it allows people to take that inward look as far as what's going on within themselves. It's when their back is against the wall and they're facing troubled times and there's no one with, you know, no one to really look at or to blame. It's when they usually try to find a source of inspiration, a source of hope. And, you know, if they're seriously desiring to want to change, you know, that's when, you know, just that little slither, just that little slither or desire for change and the desire to realize there may be something wrong with me. I believe that little bit of space there, that transformation, that process can begin to happen as far as the mind shift. But it just takes a little bit. Doesn't require a whole lot. Once they allow that thought to enter that mind that maybe it's me, maybe it's something I need to do, that's they'll begin to allow that space, that little slither of space, may possibly to open up. And sometimes it takes people who are dear to them to recognize and to point out certain things, people that they can trust, that is, to point out certain things about them that may need to change.
Definitely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayo Kidar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We are joined by the motivational speaker, Ms. Lakeisha McKnight, sharing her message, Awakening the Champion. And we are talking about awakening that champion within. We're talking about unleashing our greatness, as our previous speaker said, about unleashing that beast that is within us and making sure that we're positioning ourselves for success moving forward. To achieve even greater heights of success than what we've achieved so far. And really what it comes down to when you listen to this message and you listen to previous messages and many of the things we've shared on this show is it really comes down to us getting to the point where we're able to be secure in ourselves and comfortable with really looking within ourselves and finding out what our challenges are, really taking an assessment of who we are right now in this current time, and also being able to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, these are some things that need to change. And I love the fact, Lakeisha, that you are really giving us, you're calling us to action by telling us that we have to take action, that we have to be honest with ourselves, we have to assess our situation, and then we have to be willing to move forward. It's one thing for you to acknowledge where you are. It's one thing to acknowledge your challenges or your defeats or your struggles, whatever it may be, but it takes so much more courage. It truly does take that champion spirit for you to go to the next level and say, okay, I've figured out what my challenges are. I see what areas need to be improved, but now I'm going to take those steps to move forward to improve those things. And like you said, and I know Billy even posted it, your quote in the chat room about how it is uncomfortable to go through this process. Many of us are uncomfortable with it. Some people are uncomfortable with change. Some people are uncomfortable with success, as weird as it sounds. There's many things. And as we said last week, we have to get to the point where we embrace being uncomfortable, where we become comfortable being uncomfortable. Because if you're not in an uncomfortable state, if you're complacent, then that means you're not growing. And so we need those challenges. We need all of that to get us to the next place. I know for me personally, I know you shared your experiences, and I've had to do the same thing where I look at myself even now. People tell us we get so much great feedback about the show and about different projects we're working on and so forth, and still we find ourselves saying, God, there has to be more that we can do. There has to be a way to tweak this. And not necessarily the projects we're working on, but tweaking our mindset to be able to really look at things from a different perspective. In order for us to have this show, to create mind shifts, we have to be open to that mind shift as well. And I also like the fact that you talk about having those people in your circle that can talk to you about these things, that can be very honest with you, brutally honest if need be. Your support circle is so crucial when it comes to times like this where you're awakening that champion. We always have to have those people in our corner that can help us. And if you don't have those individuals in your corner that can help you, that can help speak life into you, and that can be transparent with you and encourage you to be transparent, then I encourage you to get a whole new circle. We have several mediums that are out there. You have Facebook. You have LinkedIn. You have MindShift. You have Blog Talk. You have speakers coming on here every single week that are telling you, join me on Facebook and so forth. I definitely encourage you, if you're at a place where you say, I don't have enough positive people in my circle, change your circle. And I don't know if you guys can relate to this. I look at my Facebook, for example, and how you get the feeds that come through with the most, feeds that are common or similar to what you're posting or the people that you post to the most or so forth. And I just look at how even my newsfeed has changed over the last year. I remember when I first came on Facebook, it was for me to connect with, classmates and so forth like that. And now I don't even see those posts coming through. Not that there's anything wrong. It's just that now my circle has just expanded. I won't say changed, but it has expanded and it has grown. And then it's great to be able to come up on Facebook and see positive quotes and things like that, to see comments from like-minded individuals. And so I'm very thankful for the connections. And I said all that just to say this, and I'm very thankful for the connection. I'm very thankful for you even being here with us to share the message. And I really do hope, as you said earlier in the show, that our listeners are really taking this to heart and are willing to take the steps necessary to move forward, not just in 2012, but generally beyond that. Excuse me. So I know I'm long-winded, guys. Forgive me. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it on. I know we haven't heard from Dr. Isle. So, Dr. Isle, what are your thoughts about the topic tonight?
Well, I think it is so timely. I think it's so timely because, you know, as we're approaching the new year and everyone likes to set goals, and I don't know, maybe New Year's resolutions are dwindling. I think I'm seeing less of it. But, you know, knowing how to understanding your mindset, which is why people are tuning in to Mindshift Talk Radio tonight, is the first step in anything in your life. Because just as one of y'all mentioned earlier, you know, the change, true change has to come from within. And nothing in your life, I think that was you, Stacey, nothing in your life is going to change until you do. So everything that you're going through, everything that you're dealing with, you know, and if you're trying to figure out how to break out, how to take it to the next level, you know, that's why you have to tune in to shows like these where you can continue to develop yourself and empower yourself and grow yourself in the areas that you know you need to. You know, I think oftentimes it's kind of like in your diet, you know, there are things that you shouldn't eat. And as you're eating it, you're like, you know, I really shouldn't be eating this. You know, but then you still do. And as you're making that conscious decision to eat something where you know it probably has no nutritional value and it's not doing anything for you. Like, I actually make a conscious decision that if I'm going to eat garbage, I'm like, okay, well, I know it's garbage, and it's a conscious decision that you have to still make those conscious decisions and put them into other areas of your life that you want to succeed and that you want to grow. So I'm just loving the message, and I hope that we are definitely touching someone this evening with what we are talking about, and that if you are impacted by the message that was shared here tonight, that you hit the share button, okay, as we love social media and we are so quick to share, and I'm one of them too, talking about whatever award show and whoever's on there and why did they have that on and all that good stuff. We are so quick to share and talk smack, you know, but how quick are we to share positive information? How quick are we to share things that can impact the lives of others in a positive way? And so that is one of, you know, a call to action. Don't just sit and look and get all this good stuff yourself and not hit the share button and call up some friends and let them know that they need to listen to the MindShiftTalkRadio.com, because this is what you're going to get consistently every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best of the best personal development.
Definitely. And I know we're coming up to the end where we're going to be able to have you on the show with us, Lakeisha. So before we do come up to that, I know we have about 10 minutes before we can wrap up. What are your final thoughts, or is there anything in particular that, you know, a takeaway that you would like our listeners to have? If there was one thing or one way for you to wrap up or sum up this whole conversation, what would it be? What would be the takeaway for the listeners?
The takeaway that I would give for those who are listening, to really to take a look inside. I mean, really, truly take a look inside. And the best way to do that is to just find a way where you can just get away. Sometimes you need to get away. Just to get away and to really take a look at what's going on within you, what changes that we need to make, what actions we need to take in this season. You know, before we embark and go into 2012, just really taking a time aside for yourself, getting into your secret closet, as some people would say, and just really taking a deep assessment as to where you are and where it is you want to go, not listening to everyone else outside of you, the influences around you, not trying to compare yourself with anyone else. But where it is you are now and where do you want to go? And just assuring that there's nothing hindering you from moving forward. Because sometimes until we uncap those things that have happened in our past and deal with it, you won't be able to move forward. So take a deep assessment first.
Awesome. I'm sorry, my line was messed up there. Lakeisha, I did want to ask this for our listeners. I know there are people that are going to come back and listen to the replays. If you could please tell us about anything you're working on, if there's any way that we can get in touch with you, and definitely a way for our listeners to be able to get in touch with you as well.
Okay, well, currently right now, as we may have mentioned, that I am in the process of publishing the actual book, Awakening the Champion, with the subtitle as How to Think, Speak, and Live Like a Conqueror. And so that book is going to be available actually in the month of December. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be speaking a lot about this book on my Facebook page there. You can look me up as a motivational speaker, Lakeisha McKnight, or on my Facebook fan page, which is also motivational speaker, Lakeisha McKnight, but the website address being www.lmcknight.com. And you'll be able to connect with me there, and we'll be able to do some things. Now, I am, of course, now preparing to travel in 2012. So if you want to bring this message, for example, to your school or to any type of conference or special event, I can be reached on my website. And my website address for those who need it is www.lmcknight.com, lmcknight.com. And so you'll be able to reach me and contact me there.
Is this your first book?
This is actually my second book, the first book being Goals, Guidelines on Achieving Life Success.
Oh, okay, cool. And they can find that book at that website as well?
Yes, you can find that book on the speaker website if you click on the store button, and it'll, you know, allow you to be able to purchase a copy of the book there. But also you can follow the blog for the new book. The book has a new actual blog or website for itself, awakeningthechampion.com, and people will be able to actually pre-order their copy there. And with the pre-order copies, I put a little message and actually an autograph inside of the book. So when those who desire, they want to pre-order a copy, I will sign those copies.
All right. And can you get that website one more time?
That will be www.awakeningthechampion.com.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you, Lakeisha, for joining us tonight. Thank you for your message, Awakening the Champion. It was definitely an honor to have you here, and we wish you much success with the upcoming book.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Lakeisha McKnight. Again, you can find her online at awakeningthechampion.com. You can also find her on Facebook. She's under the Motivational Minister. I'm sorry, I'm a motivational speaker, Billy. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, Lakeisha, forgive me. The motivational speaker, Lakeisha McKnight. You know, I'm throwing that motivational word around, and I just got kind of mixed up, so please forgive me. But thank you again for joining us tonight. And for those of you that are in the chat room, we encourage you to, you know, give us your feedback and share your thoughts, any questions, anything that you may have. We'd love to hear your conversation. We do have a couple more things that we want to share with you guys before we end the show, of course. This is Mind Shift Talk Radio, and so we can't end the show without having that mind shift and just giving you some calls to action and really sharing our perspective on this. I do enjoy this part of the show because at this point we're able to come together and kind of just share our thoughts about whatever it was that we discussed on the show with our speaker and so forth. And it gives you guys an opportunity to just kind of hear our rationale behind why we do what we do. And why we feel the way that we feel. And as we say on the show, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the show, is that if you have never listened to Mind Shift Talk Radio before, you have to know this, that you must come to this show with an open heart and an open mind, because you may not necessarily agree with everything that is said, that we share, and sometimes we do kind of step on some toes. But that's what it's about, as Lakeisha just said. It's about that brutal honesty. It's about having people in your corner that are there to support you, that are also transparent and encourage you to be transparent as well. And so that's what we do here. So this is a family. This is a network of individuals that are here to grow, succeed. We are here to make sure that we are feeding into you to grow mentally, physically, spiritually. That's why we have the motivational minister taking care of that spiritual piece. We have Dr. Isle taking care of that physical piece. We have me taking care of that motivational part, I guess. I'm the personal development expert, so I'm told. So we're all here with these different pieces because it's all about making sure that we're having a balanced life and that we're being successful in every area of our lives. Well, with that being said, I know there was so much that was shared by our speaker tonight. And for those of you that may be listening and saying, you know, definitely I have to awaken the champion. You know, I heard some great things that were shared about, you know, first realizing where I am and finding my way by doing that strategic thinking and really taking that personal assessment. You may want some other steps that you can use. And so I would like for Dr. Io and Billy to join me and just maybe sharing one or two things, you know, maybe some calls to actions or any tools or tips that you guys think that we might want to share with the listeners to get started in this process. One thing that I definitely wanted to share is that it's one thing for us to identify our goals and to speak life into our goals, but if you have not written those goals out, there's a challenge. And, you know, in Scripture even tells us that we have to write down our visions. We have to write plain our visions. We have to be able to say specifically what it is that we want. What are we dreaming for? What are we believing for? Leticia talked about that belief system, about having that mind shift. But first we need to have that on paper. And so I encourage you to write your goals down. And this can be very challenging for many people because it's often hard for us to see beyond our current circumstances. You know, we see where we are. We get so confused and just our views and our ways of thinking become so distorted because we get so caught in the here and now. But I encourage you to go back to how you were as a child and start to dream again. Start to envision yourself in a different place. You know, and really take ownership of your feelings. Take ownership of your thoughts. Take ownership of your dreams, despite what other people may have to say. I said this before. If you are around naysayers and people that don't believe in you, don't believe in your dreams, and don't believe in your vision, you need to run. You don't need to walk. You need to run away in the opposite direction. And you run towards those individuals that can feed into you, that can support you. And it's not always going to be easy. You're not necessarily going to find them at the grocery store or in the line at the gas station, but those people are there. And so take advantage of the networks that you have. You're here listening to Mindshift because, one, you either found us on Blog Talk or you found us on Facebook or you found us on Twitter. You found us in some type of social media setting. And so take advantage of the resources that are available to you. But before you do anything, I can't stress this enough, make sure that you get yourself into that quiet place and that you write those goals out, you write your dreams out, regardless of how ridiculous they may sound to you, it does not matter. You put those things on paper. So that's the one thing I wanted to share. Billy, what did you want to share?
Oh, well, you know, she mentioned a lot of things tonight, and some of the things that stood out, you know, she says change can be uncomfortable to many. You know, the truth is everybody wants change, but nobody wants to go through the process of change. You know, everybody wants manifestation, but nobody wants to take the necessary steps to get manifestation. Everybody wants progress, but they don't want to do what it takes. And you're going to have to stretch. You're going to have to take steps in order to awaken. You know, one of the definitions to awake is to excite to activity. So you're going to have some type of action to awaken that champion inside of you. And one of the things he mentioned was finding your way. And, you know, I remember one of the first messages I taught on air was the heart-to-heart. You remember the first time I was ever on heart-to-heart, I taught a message, and I was talking about the success recipe. And in the success recipe, I said that everything that exists, regardless of what it is, there's a recipe somewhere on how to achieve it. And Keisha touched on that tonight because she said that there's knowledge out there. So there's a recipe somewhere. I don't care if it might be a book, it might be a mentor, it might be an instruction manual, a class, an online course. Somewhere, somehow, there's information on how to do it, and we just have to find it, and we just have to seek that information out, and that's what we have to do. So don't think it's not available. It's out there. Right. You just got to put effort into your search. That's all I got to say about it.
Not necessarily easy. And it looks like we had some issues, and Dr. Isle fell off. She may be back, but Dr. Isle, hey. So we lost her, it looks like, for the rest of the show. But I just lit up just now when you talked about sharing the success recipe on heart to heart, because I know many people are not familiar with heart to heart. But for those of you that are not familiar with it, heart to heart was my first baby. That's how Billy and I connected. Heart to Heart was a show that, well, it wasn't a radio show. It was actually a conference call, a motivational, inspirational vitamin call that first I had Angela Mitchell as my partner, and we did that 5 days a week. And then the show transitioned and became Heart to Heart with Stacey Emery, and that was, I think, 3 days a week I was doing that. And then that's how I was connected with, like, Billy and Dr. Io and Janiyah Hudson, and so many of you guys would tune in and join us. And, oh, my gosh, I just lit up when you talked about that because that was my baby. But so that was the first baby, and now, you know, Mindshift is the second baby. But definitely the success recipe was hot. I remember when you shared that. And for those of you that have not purchased Billy's book, I mean, you know, Billy shared the success recipe over, that was like 2 years ago or something that you did that. And then I have just seen you grow over time. And then when this book came out, like I told you, it was funny for you guys. Like, I remember when I got Billy's book, I was already so extremely proud, like I wrote something in the book. I was just so proud in the way because we've been waiting for this. And then when I went into the book and I looked at it and I said, Billy, you wrote a real book. Like, it's not a pamphlet. It is a real book with all these pages. And there's so much meat in this book. And I was just so proud of him. And so, again, I encourage you guys to make sure that you go online and purchase Billy's book. I'm not saying that just because he's our Billy, but seriously, there is so much value in this book, Life and Righteousness. So make sure that you check that out. And I just want to thank all of you guys for tuning in tonight and listening to the show. Again, as we said before, make sure that you're here every single week, Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a great way to get your week started. I'm excited about Mondays. We're all excited about Mondays. I've never been as excited about a Monday until we started this show because truly, for me, I feel like Monday is that day. You get it's refreshing. You get a new opportunity to start over. We can leave everything behind us, and it's a great way to start your week. You know, you start off on a personal development note. You start off on a positive note. And so, again, make sure that you're here every week. Make sure you're joining us on Facebook, facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. And, again, follow us on Blog Talk. Make sure that you hit that follow link on Blog Talk. Thank you to all of you that joined us in the chat room tonight. I know I saw and Hush Up Coach Terrence talking about his shameless plug. Billy, Coach Terrence is talking about you in the chat room again.
No, see, you talked about the book, but you didn't tell him how to get the book. So that's why I put that in there. See, that wasn't the same plug.
Okay, my bad. Oh, well, see, thank you, Coach T. He got on you. But thank you to everyone that joined us out there in the chat room. I see Art Hemp and Coach Terrence, T. Lamont, and McDonald. I know there's a few guests that were in the chat room as well tonight. So thank you to all of you guys that were in the chat room. And thank you to those of you that are listening to the live show and those of you that will be listening to the replay. But we are going to wrap it up this week. Make sure that you're here with us next week at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Mindshift Talk Radio. And next week we're going to have another phenomenal guest. So make sure you're here. You guys be blessed. Have a safe, productive, successful, and prosperous week. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night. Bye, Billy.
Mindshift Radio.